Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day when, despite what you may feel about the Supreme Court decision on Roe v. Wade, a decision that isn't formally the law of the land quite yet. Could it still be changed? The decision that Justice Alito wrote, the draft of which was illegally released. What should be done to prevent that kind of leak occurring in the future? Or is that a necessary part of doing business for the highest court in the land? And what about attempts to reimpose some kind of national standard to make sure that states are not wildly different in the way they regulate abortion, if they regulate it at all? And, of course, every state is going to regulate abortion to some extent. If whatever that means, is there a way that Congress could go forward, as Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want, with a new national bill on abortion that would put into force some of the same guarantees that were pending with Roe v. Wade? To talk about all of that, and much more the bigger picture, the historical picture, it is a real pleasure to be joined by my friend Akhil Reed Amar, who is the Sterling Professor of Law and Political Science at Yale, where he became a member of the faculty, believe it or not, at age 26. His most recent book, which is a wonderful book that we talked about on the air, is The Words That Made Us, America's Constitutional Conversation, 1760 to 1840. Akhil, first of all, what do you think about the level of the constitutional conversation that we've experienced, say, in the last 3 days?
So you're so kind to have me back. It's always a pleasure to be with you. Yeah, you were kind enough also to mention the subtitle of the book, America's Constitutional Conversation, 1760 to 1840. Our Constitution emerged with people talking to each other and listening to each other. A bunch of people were opposed to the Constitution, fiercely opposed. They were listened to. They actually had some good ideas. They said, hey, you guys forgot the Bill of Rights, and hey, Congress is too small. The losers acquiesced. They lost actually by a pretty close margin, but they acquiesced. They didn't storm the Capitol, and the winners listened to them, and the people who had been opposed to one another pretty fiercely in 1787-88, in effect, got together. And we call that the Bill of Rights. The winners listened to the losers, and the losers had the good ideas, and they found a sweet spot. That's not what we're hearing and seeing over the last 3 days. But what I heard you say in your intro is, maybe Congress could try to come up with a grand compromise of a certain sort. Wouldn't that be lovely? I wouldn't hold my breath, and I'll tell you some of the reasons why, but I would love it.
Okay. First of all, I know that there's some doubts whether it would even be, you'll pardon the expression, constitutional, because you would have to federalize it under the Commerce Clause, and I know that there are different scholarly opinions on whether that would actually work. Aside from which, the one thing that would work, a constitutional amendment, that would establish some limits on the rights or availability of abortions that would somehow split the difference on this issue. There's no possibility, is there, that we ever get two-thirds of the Senate, two-thirds of the House, and then three-quarters of the state legislatures to agree on some kind of big compromise on abortion. That's not in the offing.
Yeah, I agree with you. And last, that's not in the cards. A statute would be hard enough because the statute would actually need to have both Republican and Democratic buy-in, especially because of filibuster rules in the Senate. And it's been so hard to get a grand coalition, a grand compromise on anything. Abortion is one, but take immigration. And another thing where, in theory, each side has some good ideas, but they're not being put together. In addition to the Commerce Clause, which you mentioned, which, just to remind the audience, empowers Congress. It's in the Constitution, Article 1, Section 8, which empowers Congress to regulate interstate commerce. And in addition to that clause, there are clauses of the Reconstruction Amendments, the post-Civil War amendments, that give Congress a certain role in defining and protecting rights. One idea under the Commerce Clause is people really do, it's not made up, people really do travel from one state to another to get all sorts of medical services, including abortions, both medically necessary and elective abortions. And if Texas, for example, prohibits abortions after fetal heartbeat, 5 or 6 weeks, New Mexico doesn't, and it's not just a hypothetical that a lot of people from Texas cross a state line, go into New Mexico. That's interstate commerce. They actually are engaged in a financial transaction, you know, paying a clinic, and that is interstate commerce. Missouri is suggesting maybe that they're going to prevent people from actually trying to leave their states to get abortions that might be illegal elsewhere, and that's where Congress could easily come in. That's not at issue right now in before the Supreme Court, but that would be a second round of issues if the Supreme Court deconstitutionalizes the matter. If Roe is overruled, you're going to see some of these issues about people trying to cross state lines in some states saying, oh, we don't want you to do that. But in addition to interstate commerce, there are congressional powers to try to define constitutional rights, at least above and beyond the minimum set forth by the Supreme Court itself.
What about the idea, and this was put into the New York Times today by Brett Stevens, who is very critical of this decision and is hoping that there will be at least one justice. He addresses his column to the justices who aren't named Alito, who didn't necessarily write this thing or buy onto it. He's asking that at least one of them depart from this decision. Nothing like that has ever happened before, because we've never had anything quite this public before, have we?
No, and since we began, Michael, by talking about the Constitution itself and how people actually listened to each other in the ratification process, And the losers acquiesced, and the winners actually compromised and adjusted, and we call that the Bill of Rights. I want to remind our audience that before that year of public discourse, conversation, a lot of dispute. No one died politically. It's really impressive. But before that, the Constitution was drafted in secret in Philadelphia, and nothing leaked. But the secrecy was only temporary. While people were sort of thinking about things back and forth, floating trial balloons, trying to achieve consensus, trying to figure things out, doing a lot of give and take, that was all behind closed doors in Philadelphia, presided over by George Washington. But the minute they publicly came up with a proposal, which we call the Constitution, for ratification, actually, it was fair game to talk about what had happened during the summer, the preceding summer. And people did leak like sieves at that point, but that's only after there was a public plan that was announced. The way the Supreme Court operates, there's a lot of deliberation back and forth within each justice's chambers with law clerks and across the justices, the nine of them. And then eventually, and that's all secret, and eventually a decision is publicly put forward, and then people can look at the decision.
And we have not reached that point quite yet. We will be right back with Akhil Reed Amar, a professor of law at Yale Law School and professor of political science as well. what about the politics of the current situation? That and more with Professor Amar.
Introducing the all-new My Slippers from MyPillow. 2 years in development. Designed to wear indoor, outdoor, all day long. Made with MyPillow foam and impact gel to help prevent fatigue. And made with quality leather suede. For a limited time, you can get 50% off the new My Slippers. They're super comfortable, and you'll like them so much you'll want to get pairs of them for the entire family. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener's Square and use promo code MEDVED. That's promo code MEDVED, M-E-D-V-E-D. You'll also get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, like the Giza Dream bed sheets, the mattress topper, and towel sets. Call right now 1-800-320-6280. That's 1-800-320-6280 and use promo code MEDVED. Or go to the web at MyPillow.com. The all-new My Slippers from MyPillow.
Small investors shamed Wall Street by running the price of certain stocks way up to the detriment of big hedge funds, social media, and trading platforms, then kept investors from buying stock. A financial war is being waged in America. With all this volatility, now's an even better time to protect your net worth and own precious metals as part of your portfolio. Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has always been fair and honest with my precious metals holdings, and now, more than ever, it's a good time to own tangible assets like gold, silver, and platinum. AmFed can show you smart choices, which have been proven winners time and time again. Call Nick and his team at AmFed today, 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694, or visit AmericanFederal.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Michael Medved Show, joined by Professor Akhil Reed Amar, Professor of Law and Political Science at Yale, and somebody who I've had the real privilege of getting to know better. And Akhil, with all of the divisiveness and the polarization that is so much a part of American life today, we have this Supreme Court decision pending, which is almost certainly going to be made public and in some form close to the form that it was released to Politico magazine. And with all of that, there's also people talking about court packing, adding seats to the Supreme Court, and to changes in our election procedures. And why would that be? Because some of the things that people on the left have pointed out about this Roe v. Wade decision, the Dobbs case decision, the justices who comprise the majority of this, there are five of them who were appointed by presidents who lost the popular vote, who were elected by this institution, the Electoral College. You actually proposed, after the Bush v. Gore contest, which was so controversial, a remedy that would not require necessarily a constitutional amendment to change elections so that we wouldn't have again a situation where a president is elected who loses the popular vote. First of all, why is that important to do? And secondly, how do you do it?
So thanks for that. And just quickly on the Alito a draft opinion, it actually was an early draft. It might change quite a lot before it finally comes out. Sometimes drafts go through at the Supreme Court 10 or 12, more than that round. So stay tuned. Back in 2000, of course, very famously, Bush got more electoral votes, but Gore got more popular votes. And in every state, you know, the way it works is whoever gets the more popular votes wins. We count up all the votes in Oregon carefully, and whoever gets the most votes wins, and if it's close, we recount carefully. That's how we do it in Washington State. That's what we do in California. That's what we roll in Texas and Pennsylvania and every other state. So if the Electoral College, I ask myself, is so great, why does no state use it to pick its governor, who is its mini president? What do states know? Because I think states are wise. With Louis Brandeis, I think we can learn from state laboratories of democracy, experimentation. And every state picks its mini president, one person, one vote, statewide. It doesn't have a little mini electoral college. And the basic idea is every vote counts equally. That's the strong idea. And it's, I think, a good one. It's an admirable one. If it's good enough for states, why not for the federal government? Now, here's the count. And I came up with a way of kind of doing that. We don't need to go into too many details just yet. And it would have avoided a need for a constitutional amendment, which, as we talked about, is really hard to do. Here's the argument on the other side, because I want your readers, your audience, and they're a very smart audience, to hear the best arguments on each side. I gave you the best argument on one side, equality. You know, one person, one vote, how we pick governors. Here's the best argument on the other side, couple. One, if you change the rules, you're going to change the game and there might be unintended consequences. What might they be? That's the whole problem. It is they're unintended. If you're a Burkean, a traditionalist, you just say, well, you know, we don't know, you know, what problems might arise, but they might. I'll actually identify one or two that we could possibly foresee. Here's one. If we're going to have a national election, one person, one vote, we're going to need really national uniformity rules for who votes. In a state, the rules are pretty clear. But at the national level, if suppose Texas said, hey, we got a bright idea. We're going to let 17-year-olds vote because the more Texans vote in a national election, the more clout Texas have. So we're going to let 17-year-olds vote. And California says, oh, we're going to let 16-year-olds vote. And Arkansas says, oh, we're going to let dogs vote. We're going to need a lot of national supervision of this national election, which we don't have right now. And then here's the kicker to that. If you really want to have uniformity, you're going to need a national election. But do you trust the national government to run a national election? Do you trust Donald Trump as president running for re-election back in 2020 to supervise all the voting in Georgia or Arizona or Michigan or Wisconsin or some of these other close states? So it is complicated. One final point. it is true that we've had presidents in recent memory who have lost the popular vote. And I tended to vote candidly for the winner of the popular vote. I voted for Al Gore. I voted for Hillary Clinton. But that said, the candidates weren't trying to win the popular vote. They were trying to win the electoral vote. And if you had told them in advance that the game is winning popular vote rather than the electoral vote, George W. Bush would have played it differently. And so might Donald Trump. So it's possible they could have won under alternative rules. We just could never know because none of the candidates were trying to actually win the national popular vote. They would be if we moved to that system. If you change the rules, you change the game.
Okay, the last thing is, what about the idea of states themselves can go to what they have in Maine and Nebraska, which is by every congressional district you break it down?
Yeah.
Wouldn't that make it more likely that somebody who wins the electoral vote actually is the popular vote winner?
At first you might think so, Michael. It turns out not at all the case you'd make the system work, but let me just very briefly explain to the audience why. 48 of the current states have, in effect, winner-take-all. If you win, you know, the most votes in Texas, you get all of Texas' electoral votes. Ditto for California and 48 of the states. In Nebraska and Maine, it's winner-take-most. In Nebraska, if you win the state as a whole, you get at least 3 electoral votes, maybe 4, maybe 5. In Maine, if you win the state, you get at least 3 electoral votes, maybe 4. Those, though, guarantee, no matter what, just because they're small states with 4 and 5 electoral votes, that if you win the state, you win a majority of the state's electoral votes. Here's what you get. You get 2 votes for winning the state as a whole. That's the 2 senators, in effect, because electoral college tally for each state is its senators, 2, plus the number of House of Representatives members. So Nebraska has 3 House members, so 2 for the state senators, the U.S. senators, and 3 for the House members. 5 in all.
Almost done. We're almost done. We're just coming up to a hard break, Akhil.
Oh, okay. So, but in a nutshell, the big problem with doing it by congressional district is it's possible if in big states you could win the state as a whole and not even get a majority electoral votes, and you build gerrymandering congressional district lines into the presidential election system, and that would actually make the system worse rather than better.
All part of our current constitutional conversation, which at least should be civil and maybe calm down, one can hope, as this decision on the Supreme Court's part becomes formal and the law of the land. Akhil Reed Amar, always a pleasure to get your enlightenment here. We will be right back with enlightening and encouraging news about American education.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden says the Treasury Department plans on paying down the national debt for the first time since 2016. The president outlining his plan to reduce the deficit, bring down inflation, and save families money.
All we're asking is that the wealthiest Americans and the largest corporations begin to pay their fair share, at least part of their fair share. You've heard me say it before. I'm a capitalist. I believe you should be able to make as much money as you legally can. But just pay your fair share.
In his 2023 budget, Biden proposing a minimum 20% tax rate for multimillionaires Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is testifying before a Democratic-led Senate Appropriations Subcommittee for Homeland Security about the 2023 DHS budget proposal. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Okay, we just heard from a professor at Yale Law School, moderate, reasonable, wonkish, yeah, for sure, and but calm and somebody you can figure out a means to work with, right? And how about a professor from Harvard Law School, Elizabeth Warren? Yeah, that's what she did before she was elected to the U.S. Senate and ran for president. Here is the way she spoke about the Supreme Court of the United States, which is utterly crucial to our national survival. Here is Senator Warren.
I am angry. Angry and upset. Angry and upset and determined. The United States Congress can keep Roe versus Wade the law of the land. They just need to do it.
I've never seen you so angry. You seem to be...
This is what the Republicans have been working toward this day for decades. They have been out there plotting, carefully cultivating these Supreme Court justices so they could have a majority on the bench who would accomplish something that the majority of Americans do not want. 69% of people across this country, red states and blue states, old people and young people, want Roe versus Wade to maintain as the law of the land. We need to do that. And we have a right. Extremists, we've heard enough from the extremists.
Okay, this is not America. It's best. I'm sorry. By the way, she's wrong. It's not 69%. The most recent polls show a majority would like Roe v. Wade to be maintained, but it's not 69%. I believe the most recent ABC News, Washington Post poll shows 58%. She goes on, and she's out there with protesters around her talking about... how she is going to fight back. Listen.
document is authentic, and this is a conversation about the integrity of this court. It is about the integrity of justices who said in open public hearings that they would respect the rule of law. And respecting the rule of law means this precedent that has been there for nearly 50 years. Look, I feel really angry about this. And what I feel angry about is that an extremist Supreme Court is going to impose their views on the rest of America.
No, they are not. They are allowing the people in state by state to express their views, to support policies that they like and oppose policies they don't like. It's taking it away from a few arrogant judicial dictators and giving the power back to elected representatives where it belongs. And then this, she's out with the protesters and talking about the end of the world, basically. Listen.
I am angry. I am angry because an extremist United States Supreme Court thinks that they can impose their extremist views on all of the women of this country, and they are wrong.
Yes!
I am angry because we have reached of what Republicans have been fighting for and going for decades now, and we are going to fight back.
Do we get to see another Elizabeth Warren campaign for presidency? Look, I hope not, and the answer really is education. And that brings me to this good news that I've been so eager to share with you. There's a piece in the morning briefing that's on the website of the New York Times. It's by David Leonhardt, who's very good on particularly economic issues. And he says, for years, you've probably been hearing that our schools are in crisis. K-12 education in the U.S. certainly has problems, but it has also been improving for much of the past few decades, according to several crucial metrics and definitive studies. Starting in the late 1990s, the math skills of students in elementary and middle schools began to improve. A few years later, reading skills started improving too. As you can see, it has a bunch of graphs, the gaps between white students and students of color declined in the 1990s and early 2000s. Racial gaps in reading skills also shrunk during that period. As Thomas Kane, a Harvard professor of education and economics, says about the recent educational progress, it may be the most important social policy success of the last half century that nobody seems to be aware of. There appear to be two main causes, writes Leonhardt. First, many states began to emphasize school accountability starting in the 1990s. Massachusetts, North Carolina, Texas, and other states more rigorously measured student learning and pushed struggling schools to adopt approaches that were working elsewhere. This was a big part of No Child Left Behind, which was a bipartisan reform led by President Bush. The accountability movement went national in the 2000s through the laws that were signed by George W. Bush and Barack Obama. The timing of the test score increases is consistent with this story, as researchers in the Brookings Institution have noted. And then the other factor that led to this improvement, and it's steady and it's dramatic and it's real, a second major cause of increased learning seems to have been school funding. It rose during the 1990s and early 2000s. States with especially sharp increases included Michigan, Nebraska, New York, and Vermont, according to Kenneth Shores of the University of Delaware. Typically, the funding increases were larger for low-income schools than for high-income schools. That may help explain why racial gaps in reading and math skills declined. Of course, there are caveats to recent trends in educational progress. The racial gaps, while much smaller, are still large. reading scores did not rise as much as math scores. Why not? Perhaps because reading is more heavily influenced by students' lives outside of school, while math is mostly taught at school. High school test scores did not rise as much as middle school or elementary school scores. And some forms of accountability backfired, leading schools to focus more on test-taking than on actual learning. Yet the overall trend, American children learning more, was enormously positive. Education often changes people's lives. One study in Texas, for example, found that improvements in previously struggling schools led students there to become more likely to graduate from high school and college and to earn more at age 25. The pay gap between college graduates and everybody else is near a record high. More educated Americans are more likely to be in stable relationships and to be happy with their lives and less likely to suffer from loneliness, chronic pain, alcohol, and drug abuse. That's why improvements in American schooling during the 1990s and early 2000s was a cause for celebration, as Professor Kane says. It deserved to be a major news story, even if it never became one. So, again, I know the bad news and Elizabeth Warren freaking out about a Supreme Court decision. That's always more attention-getting. I mean, even Dave Chappelle being attacked on stage. Why? Because who knows why? Because he had a crazy attacker. We will get to that and get to attacks by Russia on Sweden and maybe even Finland. We'll be getting to that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654-PAIN, 833-654-PAIN.
The Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College promotes the principles of faith and freedom and equips the next generation of American leaders. Through bold opinion pieces, academic conferences on important topics, and examination of key figures and events in American history, the Institute and Grove City College stand apart from the indoctrination that's dominated much of higher education. The Institute for Faith and Freedom offers a brand new online course with scholar and historian Dr. Jay Cost on the mind of Madison in the midst of dysfunctional politics. The life and insights of James Madison can remind us of long-lost truths. What's politics supposed to accomplish? How should the people influence their political leaders? Go to faithandfreedom.com to learn more about their work and to take this new online course on the mind of Madison. Again, faithandfreedom.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, headline in the Wall Street Journal this morning, a Kremlin ramps up its Nazi accusations toward Kyiv and Israel. In other words, the Putin regime is claiming that a nation with a Jewish president and the nation that is 80% Jewish population are riddled with Nazis? Listen, Russia doubled down, reports David S. Cloud, on its ever wilder claims about Jews, neo-Nazis, and Ukraine, accusing Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid of making anti-historical statements when he said Jews didn't murder themselves in the Holocaust. Which, again, if it weren't so many dead people and so many victims, the idea that Jews were responsible for the Holocaust, this, by the way, has been an item of Palestinian propaganda for 30 years, maybe more. The claim that Jews deliberately staged the Holocaust, not that it didn't happen, though they sometimes claim that too, but the Jews deliberately staged it in order to get world sympathy. The attack on Mr. Lapid, that's the Israeli foreign minister, came yesterday from the Russian foreign ministry, which claimed that Mr. Lapid's views explain the support the current government of Israel has offered to the neo-Nazi regime in Kyiv. Mr. Lapid was himself responding to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, who in an interview on Sunday compared Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, who is Jewish, with Adolf Hitler. They're so much alike, right? I mean, even the speaking style is unbelievable. Facial hair, actually a very trim little mustache versus that sort of scruffy beard. In any event, Lavrov then said, some of the worst anti-Semites in the world are Jews. Also interesting. History, unfortunately, this is the Russian ministry. History, unfortunately, knows tragic examples of cooperation between Jews and the Nazis. This is complete crap. And the tragic, this also has to do with Palestinian propaganda that they've been doing for years. And it is absurd, and it has no basis. The Jewish origin of the president, meaning Zelensky, is not a guarantee of protection from rampant neo-Nazism in the country. Mr. Zelensky condemned Mr. Lavrov's comments late on Monday, saying, Such an anti-Semitic expression by their minister means all the lessons of World War II have been forgotten, or maybe those lessons were never learned. Unreal. While Israeli officials lashed out publicly at the comments and summoned Russia's ambassador to protest, Israeli diplomats in private are anxious not to be pushed into a more open confrontation with Moscow. Israel voted to condemn Russia's invasion and has supported Ukraine by supplying humanitarian aid, medical assistance, and small amounts of military gear. I think those amounts of military gear may increase. There's also this headline, Hamas is urging attacks on Jews, not on Israel, on Jews. Militants intensify a media campaign amid clashes at Jerusalem's Al-Aqsa compound. Palestinian militant group Hamas has stepped up a mass media campaign urging Palestinians in the West Bank and in Israel to attack Jews. On Monday, tens of thousands of Palestinians were greeted at the Al-Aqsa Mosque by a billboard-sized banner showing a Hamas militant with a shoulder-mounted surface-to-air missile and wishing them a happy Eid al-Fitr holiday and praying for the liberation of the mosque by next year. On Saturday, the group's leader in Gaza, Yahya Sinwar, called on Palestinians outside Gaza to prepare their guns, their meat cleavers, their knives, or axes for battle, and told them not to wait for a decision by anyone before carrying out individual attacks. Hamas is doing everything in its power to turn the West Bank into a battlefield, said Fuad Kolflash, who is an analyst close to Hamas based in the Nablus area in the northern West Bank. The battle won't end with the conclusion of Ramadan, Mr. Sinwar said. The battle will truly start with the end of Ramadan, the Muslim holy month, which ended Sunday night, is followed by the Eid al-Fitr festival that began on Monday. Look, all of this is very directly relevant because, again, part of what you hear is, oh, we don't have an anti-Semitism problem in the world, or even among Palestinians, or in the Arab world. No anti-Semitism, it's just anti-Zionism. When you are talking about attacking Jews in general, how is that not anti-Semitism? And how do you want to blame Jewish people for that? Look, it is shocking that the numbers indicate that in the last 40 years they've been keeping track of anti-Jewish hate crimes. Those numbers are the highest they've ever been. And the idea that that should go up is a real challenge. By the way, there's also a real challenge to an actress who is trying to play a world-renowned and beloved celebrity between the ages of 12 and 58. That's quite a span. But that is the case in the movie. It's on Netflix, called Aline, which tells the story of Celine Dion. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
There's a wildly ambitious, lightly fictionalized film biography of the supremely popular pop icon Celine Dion. It's called Aline, now streaming on Netflix. And the most striking aspect of this peculiar project is the incredible work of writer, director, and star Valérie Le Mercier, who, with the help of digital wizardry, portrays the main character from the age of 12 until her current incarnation in her late 50s. Even though Dion's fans know most of the story, it's still moving to watch the progress of the megastar from the youngest in a rural Quebec family of 14 children to the peaks of worldwide popularity with a focus focus on her unlikely romance and marriage with a balding manager who began guiding her career before she was even a teenager. It's rated PG-13, 2.5 stars for Aline, which registers mostly as a stunt rather than a stunner. And on the Michael Medved show, there are all kinds of comments that we will be covering tomorrow about the ongoing attempts to get to the bottom of the leak and to get to the forward truth about what the Supreme Court decision is going to mean. It remains a burningly important story. Also important, we'll be speaking to an expert from AEI about Sweden and Finland joining NATO. Is that a provocation against Putin? And there's also a great deal of speculation that Putin, either because of personal illness or because someone takes him out, will not live to see the end of the Ukraine war. I hope that the Ukraine war ends quickly, no matter how it ends. And one of the responses by a member of Congress, Democrat, to the decision on the Supreme Court and the draft decision by Justice Alito, that the president should not only abolish the filibuster, but somehow President Biden should force pro-life Americans to fund abortions for pregnant people. Actually, the state of California is trying to set up a special fund to pay for abortions for people who come from other states where abortion will be illegal. And Governor Jay Inslee of Washington, at an impromptu event in Seattle, says that Washingtonians have to fight like hell to protect Roe, even though people in Washington had legalized abortion even before Roe. That and much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol free too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.